Despite a war, changes to the Constitution and to state and federal laws, slavery continues to be very much a part of the American story. We've seen it echoed in the controversies over the use of police power, the persistent iconography of the Confederacy, but much of what we know about the firsthand experiences of the slaves themselves comes from written accounts, transcribed interviews done in the 30s using stereotype misspellings, the actual voices of former slaves themselves. Seldom heard. But now, an astonishing discovery, 17 minutes of recorded audio speaking to us from history, the unadulterated voice of Harriet Smith, a freed Texas slave. Debbie Nathan is a journalist and native Texan who's joining us now from New York. She found this audio at UT Austin's Briscoe Center. Ms. Nathan, what were you working on that led you to this discovery? This seems like very much a personal journey you were on.
Yeah, it started out as a personal journey. I actually found out last year that my own Jewish family in the South, who came a little bit before the Civil War, that they owned a couple of slaves in Mississippi before they emigrated to Texas. And that was a really strange discovery, given that my parents were civil rights activists. It weighed very deeply on me, and I started reading a lot of slave narratives. One of the MP3s at the Briscoe is a Harriet Smith tape. And I knew that name because I'd listened to recordings from the Library of Congress, and I knew that she was an ex-slave that John Henry Falk had recorded and given some of that material to the Library of Congress many, many years ago.
Let's talk a little bit for a moment about Harriet Smith. Who was she?
Mm-hmm. She was a slave who was liberated in June 1865 in Texas on Juneteenth, and she was about 6.5 years old when she was liberated. She spent her early life down in Hays County, just a few miles south of Austin.
What was so surprising and interesting to you about hearing Harriet Smith's voice?
You just hear tremendous dignity, and it's amazing. I mean, when you think that you're hearing the voice of somebody who was a slave before the end of the Civil War, and that voice just jumps out at you. It's really very powerful.
Let's listen to a little bit from this 17-minute recording that you discovered. This is the voice of Harriet Smith.
Well, as a colored man, he'd get him to go down and carry the children down, you know, to the slaughterhouse. I would be down to the barn a lot. Well, they had put them on a block that high, and it'd be too mean, you know, and the highest bidder, he said he'd give that child $1,000, he'd give him $500 more, he'd give him.
What is she saying there?
It's a little muffled, but what she's talking about there is something that I had never heard or read in the many, many narratives that I read, hundreds of them. She's saying that children were sold, that children were actually sold at auction. And she's saying that what she remembers is that, I think, so that the children wouldn't be upset when they were taken away to the auction block, that the person who gathered them up was also black. And then she goes on later to talk about how much people bid for them. And she talks about how this was just like a livestock auction up in Austin.
What other things specifically in the tape struck you powerfully?
I was really shocked and very troubled by a story that Harriet Smith tells John Henry Falk about speaking with a minister who told her that he accidentally married two people, a woman and a man, who were mother and son, who had been broken up, you know, because of a slave sale many years ago.
I know a man across the country that I ever had since ever heard you. And last year they broke up, and he married her own son, didn't know it, because she didn't take the time. And cut wood one day at the wood pile, like those little boys would be, and cut off on his toes, and he sat down telling her. He said, "That's my child. His name is Sam."
Lord,
he likes to look for you.
So Sam married her own son?
Yeah, she didn't know it. She did take them off and sell them, you know, different people.
Debbie, what takeaways do you have from all of this?
Finding this tape in an archive in Austin, Texas, really brought home to me how recent this all was. Harriet Smith died in 1946, And here is her voice coming out, a piece of her voice kind of being born today. And it all makes it seem very, very recent.
Debbie Nathan is a journalist and native Texan who discovered 17 minutes of raw audio by the former slave Harriet Smith. She writes about her discoveries in the magazine JSTOR Daily. Thanks very much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.